So, it's time for another assault of horror. You know I just can't halt the horror. I must exalt the horror. It seems as if my default is horror. My entire gestalt is horror. Take it with a grain of salt, the horror, and know that from the vault of horror, you will never escape. For more than 2 million people held in vaults of their own, escape is just a pipe dream. Take, for example, New Jersey's own Anthony Flint. Just another gray-clad convict in a prison complex that houses 5,000 other men who didn't do it. Tony Flint, former Army medic. Tony Flint, serving 5 years for assault with a deadly weapon. 5 years becomes 8 for attempted escape. 8 years becomes 13 for attempted escape. 13 becomes 20. Now he's in Coralville Correctional, the most escape-proof correctional facility in existence. It's going to be a cold day in hell before he escapes again. Hey, Tony.
We'll see.
Hey, come on, guys. It's burning daylight out here. Get busy. Hey, let's go, Flint.
Yes, sir. They got machines that can do this a lot faster. Hey, yeah. Jimmy, you all right? You're looking a little...
It's just the heat. I just need some...
Gonzalez is having a seizure. He needs something to bite down on. Give me a...
No, don't put anything in his mouth. He's not going to swallow his tongue. Just keep him on his side. Keep his airway clear.
Hey, shut it, Flint.
Oh, sure, no problem. Don't listen to the ex-army medic. Do whatever you want.
Ah, Jesus, he bit my hand off.
All right. Roll him on his side.
You all right? I don't know. Is he going to die? He looks dead now.
Come on. You did that before.
You keep your eyes on your own cards, Diff.
Flint! Hey, you're wanted. Let's go.
For what?
Just go. Come on.
Jeez, I told you, man. Stupid thing to do.
I didn't want him choking to death. Besides, denial of proper medical treatment's a violation of the Eighth Amendment.
You don't even like Jimmy.
I don't. Now he owes me.
Today, Flint.
Coming, Mother.
You want to see me?
Yes, Flint. Come on in. I'm Dr. Abel. Take a seat. First of all, Gonzalez is doing better. Thought you'd want to know.
Glad to hear it.
Secondly, the only reason you're not in the hole right now is because you did what you did for another inmate. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
And third, I understand you're interested in altering your work assignment.
If I ever see another shovel, I'd better be digging my final resting place. How's that?
Well, it so happens the infirmary is chronically understaffed, and the MLPs can't keep up. And between you and me, I don't think they want to. On top of all that, the construction work you want out of, we're expanding the infirmary.
Life's tough all over.
I can use someone like you, provided you drop the attitude. Interested?
You ever think you're no better off than any of us inmates?
Every day, Flint. Every day. And you haven't answered my question.
Okay, I'm in. Thank you.
And so Tony Flint trades his calluses for bedpans. Ugh.
You're going to see some interesting things, to say the least. In addition to high blood pressure, diabetes, and alcohol withdrawal, we've got dental diseases, botulism from drinking tainted hooch. About a year ago, we got a case of gangrene. We perform sick calls, follow-ups, intake assessments.
So it's more than just changing dirty sheets and not asking questions.
Exactly.
What do you want to be touching these sicks for anyway? You don't like manual labor like a real man?
Hey, this is where the action is.
You heard the nice lady. Gangrene.
Hey, you want...
Tonelli, I got this.
Lady, you don't...
Zip it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You get to tell the guards what to do and they do it. Oh, yes, I am gonna like this place.
You just gotta mind your P's and Q's.
Yes, ma'am.
Who were you punching, the wall or your cellmate?
The wall?
Grab some ace bandages and ibuprofen.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. Feels like a heart attack.
Acid reflux will do that to you. Relax. He's bleeding out!
Get a gurney, now!
Easy.
But despite it all, that one nagging thought persists.
How the hell do I get out of here?
Oh, another day down.
Another day closer.
They brought in a gangbanger from the other wing this morning. OD'd on methadone. The guard said he had sleep apnea and nothing seemed unusual till it was too late.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
You think that's messed up? I've seen one of the physician's assistants turn off the pain meds when he thinks the guy doesn't deserve it.
Probably didn't. So, any possibilities?
I thought about the men's room. You know, climb up into the crawl space. But I don't know the layout well enough yet.
Yeah, you might fall through the ceiling into another part of the hospital.
My luck, I'll fall into the warden's office.
Good night, ladies!
Night, John boy.
Oh, bite me, Flint. Yeah, I got out before. I can do it again.
Lights out!
You done?
Filed and alphabetized.
Good, because I got something else for you to do.
And you're taking him...
To the morgue, Tonelli. Come with. It'll be fun.
Yeah, bite me.
Frank!
Yeah, what's up?
They'll be here in about 20. The usual. Flint, this is Frank, Dr. Abel's PA. He'll be taking you to the morgue.
What does she mean by the usual?
That's what we call the ODs, the suicides, the natural causes. We pack them up and ship them out for the burial. You coming, Tonelli?
You good? You good? I'll be right out here.
Come on. Freaking guy will beat a man to a pulp if he has to, but he's afraid to come and hang with a dead body. All right. You ever been to a morgue?
Nope. Never did mortuary affairs in the army either.
Get used to it. One of your jobs will be to bag him and tag him. Put them in the box for transport.
You got coffins at the ready. Convenient, I guess.
Not a coffin, transport box. But yeah, I guess you could call it a coffin. I know it looks morbid, but there's always one at the ready. Warden believes in getting the bodies out as quickly as possible for the families.
So bag them, tag them, put them in the box.
Yep. Once the box is shut, we know everything's done. So make sure you follow the list to the letter. We don't want someone from the medical examiner's office calling us saying, oh, you didn't do this or that, so...
So, if everything's done and the box is closed, there's no reason to open it again, right?
Why would we want to? No. When that box shuts, it is ready to go. The drivers give us specific pickup times, and they want to get the hell out of here as fast as possible.
No surveillance cameras in here.
It's the one room in the entire prison that doesn't have them.
Respect for the dead, the warden calls it.
Why didn't I think of this before?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Another day down.
Another day closer.
Not for me.
What the hell's been your...
I got word this afternoon. The victim's family's hired a new lawyer. They're going to fight my parole hearing, sons of bitches.
Don't sweat it, Charlie Ray. Everything will work out. Just go to sleep.
No, it won't. I just know it. I'm never getting out of this hole. Oh, come on, give me some good news for a change, Flint.
Like what?
The nurses, man. Tell me about the nurses.
Go to sleep.
I can't sleep, man. Come on, give me some piece of good news. 8 weeks now, you should have been able to sweet-talk one of them nurses by now.
I ain't talking Al McPherson over there, all right? Besides, I ain't there for no nurses. You want good news?
Yeah.
Okay. I finally figured my way out of here.
What are you talking about? There's no getting out.
Yeah, there is. My guys on the outside have done a couple of dry runs already.
What? They just gonna waltz in here and take you home?
Nope. They're gonna dig me up out of the grave, I'm in.
What?
Figuratively speaking. My buddies will pick me up at the medical examiner's office in town. I'm getting out of here in a coffin.
Son of a bitch. That is brilliant, brother.
The only thing I need now is a corpse.
Well, I guess you're gonna have to wait for someone else to go then.
Yeah. Thing is, I don't feel like waiting.
Huh?
Especially since my guy'll be in town Friday.
Oh.
Man, I'm real sorry about this. Really wish you were asleep. That'd make it so much easier.
Make what easier?
This. Told you everything would work out, Charlie Ray. For me, anyway. See ya, bud.
Guard! Something's wrong with Charlie Ray. I think he's dead.
The guards find Charlie Ray Hutchins dead from sleep apnea, apparently. So upset about his parole hearing, apparently. And apparently, they buy it. Oh no, Mr. Flint isn't just a fancy thinker, but an actual doer. This first part of his plan was complete. The next part comes the following night.
One day closer.
That's a good thing you're doing. You keeping up his count until his body leaves this place?
Yeah. I got used to hearing the scratching before bed. Besides, he was a good guy. Real helpful.
God, how many days was he in here?
Damned if I'm gonna count it. All I know is tomorrow they're picking him up.
Lucky bastard. So they said you wanted to see me.
Gonzalez, how'd you like to do me a favor?
Now why would I want to do that?
Because you owe me, sunshine. Or those two idiots would have probably killed you. It's real simple. Won't have to do much. You do this for me, and I'll never ask you for nothing again.
What do you want?
I want you to do what you like to do best. Start a fight. Get your friends in on it. Say, 125 tomorrow?
Deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Flint, coroner's office is here. Is Hutchins ready?
Yeah. Do I need Frank for this?
You'll do it with me today. I guess you two were friends. Would you like a minute?
Actually, that'd be great. Thanks.
We're not the bad guys here, Flint.
I guess if you were, you'd be wearing different uniforms.
What's going on?
Oh, emergency protocol. Stay in here.
Well, what about you?
Gotta get everything prepped. We probably got casualties coming. I'll have Tonelli come and get you.
All right, I'll stay right here.
Perfect timing, Gonzalez.
While Gonzalez and his crew create havoc in the prison yard, Flint opens the cadaver tray containing his former cellmate, moving the body of the late Charlie Ray Hutchins to an empty cabinet.
Jesus, I should have killed a skinny guy.
Before climbing into his cardboard coffin.
It's a little snug. And...
good night, nurse.
Only a few more minutes, then freedom.
Hello? Hello? And he moved the body to the box for me. Thank you, Mr. Flint.
We are good to go?
I guess so. Let's get him out of here.
All right.
Take a left here.
Hey, Frank, you see Flint?
Nope.
Son of a...
Want us to stop?
No. Get that thing out of here.
Okay.
Never a dull moment.
Nope.
Can't believe they put this thing in here.
Well, this ward's got a lot of firsts, all right. Get the door for me, would you?
Sure.
It's got a state-of-the-art expanded hospital, internet video visitation for prisoners and their family members, a crematorium, cost-effective and supposedly better for the environment.
Yeah.
Give me a push. Besides, Hutchins' dad said cremate the bastard, so cremate the bastard we shall do.
Good enough for me.
Where the hell is Flint?
Flint? He's probably in the box.
Doesn't he know the New Wing's got a crematorium?
Oh, he knew too much anyway.
Well, kiddies, I'm guessing old Tony's just dying to take back that miscalculation. Fact, he's probably burned up over it. Well, no point in getting all fired up about it now. Join us again when someone in the vault says...
What the hell?
Wolves.
Until then, the vault is closed.